The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Your guy Mike Gundy apologized for his comments.
Yeah. Did he apologize? I didn't say, well, I'm sorry, but that's just what it is. We got to get some money running through here.
Well, it's kind of your typical not accepting blame apology.
Right.
He said, I've been aware some of my comments from my press conference have offended some.
Right. I'm sorry if it offended you. How about that?
Yep. It was never my intention to offend anyone, and I apologize. Meanwhile, the rest of us are apparently drinking a lot more booze.
That is not surprising.
Apparently, alcohol.org shows that people stuck working at home all over the country may be pounding down cold ones in between Zoom conference calls with the boss.
Oh, like they're doing it during work hours.
Yeah, yeah. Which?
Oh, boy. Okay.
I mean, I've for the most part avoided. I've had a couple beers while we've been on the air, but you know, I can wait till after the show. It's not that big a deal.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman,
and we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that, unless you're the 936 idiot complaining about turn your radio down. Nobody has a radio here. You rhymes with runt. Jeez. Anyway, that's some of what you missed the first 2 hours. Good stuff. Flying right by again, as it always does, as we broadcast from all over the city to try to keep the Blitz on track here. So would you like to hear the updated salary cap numbers now that all these moves have been made?
Let's do it.
All right. Number one, with $40.2 million, is your Cleveland Browns.
That's how much they've got left?
That's how much they have left, yes.
Okay. That's plenty of room.
Yeah. Lions at 29.5, second.
Okay.
Who cares? It's the Lions. Yeah, Eagles, 27.1.
Now, that's a team that could do something.
Yeah, yeah. Colts at 24, another team that could do something. Dolphins are at 23.9, Redskins 23.8, Chargers 22.3. That's why I still wonder why they haven't made a play for Cam Newton.
Yeah.
They've got that much under the cap.
But they also, maybe they feel like they're going to get the quarterback that they want in the draft, and they don't need to do it. Because if they look, like we look at Tyrod Taylor as a quality backup quarterback, then maybe they feel like, well, listen, what do we need Cam for if we're going to draft? I mean, Tyrod Taylor is a perfectly good bridge quarterback till we can get Tua or Justin Herbert or whoever cranking.
Titans are next at 21.5, followed by the lowly Buffalo Bills at 20.9.
Yeah, they'll never spend up to the cap.
No.
Cheap bastards.
Which brings you to the Texans at 18.6.
It's funny, I haven't thought of the Texans as having cap room because I've kept assuming they were going to sign one of their key guys, and they just don't seem like they're going to anytime soon.
Yeah, well, that number is important because I think Tunsil's scheduled to make 10 this year, so it's already factored in there. So you could still give him his $20 million a year deal and be under the cap by a good 8.5. So... and then you just do Watson's where it starts next year. Down at the other end of the spectrum.
If Tunsil does a deal.
Yeah, yeah, which...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the slam dunk that it used to be.
No, but it sounds like they're negotiating. They know he wants to be the top paid guy, so they're at least talking. And you know, theoretically, that would get done because the Texans need to make it happen. Here's at the other end of the spectrum. Your beloved Rams, minus $5.3
million. Okay.
In part because
they keep trying to dump.
Yeah, but they're taking a massive hit on Cooks.
Yeah.
That basically it would have been cheaper to keep her. Patriots at $1.2 million in cap room, which, you know, that's a place that Cam Newton has mentioned wanting to go, but they don't really have the room. Falcons are 2.4. The Chiefs, with reworking some things, are 2.9. Remember when they were like $177?
Yeah.
they're 2.9 now. And the Saints are 5.3.
Okay.
Here's an interesting one to me. Number 27 is the Cardinals at $7 million. So how do you – and allegedly they're going to redo DeAndre?
Yeah. I mean, it will obviously take some working around with other contracts. I don't – you know, I know it's important for DeAndre to get his deal done. I would at least somewhat reworked before the season starts, since he's got zero guaranteed dollars. But that would mean they'd have to have some guys willing to move around a little bit.
So anyway, that's the main ones. The Cowboys have 13.6, which is more than I thought they would have.
Yeah,
considering. But then their problem is that Dak is going to be whatever they give him. That number is almost all new money, right?
Right. Like, because he hasn't been getting big money.
Right. Right. So anyway, that's just some of the highlights there. So your Texans still have room, even with all the, yeah. And the thing about
they've got room to make a couple bonehead decisions. Don't you worry?
Of course. Well, no, they've already paid Whitney Merciless and Kyeemy Fairbairn, so you know they're fine. But
have they given that punter a raise anytime recently, or the long snapper? I saw the long snapper. Oh, yeah. I got to tell you something, Fred. I saw the long snapper on Instagram practicing at home. And you know me. I'm a sucker for a guy who wants to practice. So maybe John Weeks is due for a raise, a big raise. So take whatever you were going to give Laremy Tunsil and give it to John Weeks.
John Weeks is going to make $887,500 this year.
I saw him practice, and he needs more than that.
So
yeah, I think he's only got one baby mama. I mean, this is the kind of guy you want to keep.
Oh, boy. Heart and soul of the team.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So Laremy Tunsil is making $10.35 this year. So if you gave him $20 million a year, you'd still have $8 million in cap room. But there's a, you know, but Nick Martin's cap hit $8.75 million.
That's so stupid.
That's more than Brandon Cooks. Okay, I know Lance was saying that you're paying too much for him. That's only an $8,000 hit on Brandon Cooks.
All right.
So, but you still have, I guess, Zach Cunningham you got to do something with at some point. But other than that, I mean, they're... Yeah, Cunningham makes 1.42 this year. So he's also under contract for 2020.
All right.
So, I mean, really, all you have to do is Tunsil and then whatever you decide with Watson, whether it's this year or next year. But you've still got some room there. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 409 said, I haven't got to listen to Waller. Are we happy they got Cooks and Cobb, even though they lost D-Hop? I mean, I think, and what we've talked about here is it depends on how you look at the trade. If you look at it as one combined trade of D-Hop to get Cooks and make it, then no, it's not a good trade at all. I mean, anything that involves getting rid of Hopkins was a bad idea. I don't think there's any way around that. On the surface, though, I mean...
After you come to grips with DeAndre Hopkins already being traded... Yeah, they could have. I mean, they could have done worse. And I think they paid too much for Randall Cobb. I like the Cooks trade or the Cooks trade more than the Cobb signing.
Yeah, I do too. I assume you're going to put Cobb in the slot, and you're going to have Fuller.
That's the problem. The Texans have like eight slot receivers.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably the end of the Kiki QT experiment. I would.
I would say yeah.
Unless you can get his ass back there to return punts or kicks, but. And with him not being able to stay healthy, I don't see that as really being a
he'll return
option,
one but. Kick.
But I still got Kenny Stills on here, who I like, good player. So yeah, I mean, I mean, the problem is, if we're starting with Will Fuller is going to be healthy, that's the problem, because
Will Fuller can't stay healthy,
and you can't be counting on him. To me, there is no Will Fuller, and I'm sure when he has his one good game next year, I'll get a tweet from the guy who said, "Oh, you said Will Fuller wouldn't be any good." So yeah, what are you doing
your
the rest
annual
of the time on?
Your annual "I told you so" tweet?
Yeah, like week four, and then the guy does nothing.
He'll probably have had two or three good games in a row, and then right after you receive that tweet, he'll break.
Oh, he's not going to have two or three good games in a row because he's not going to be on the field that much.
Well, Fred, he's done that before. Come on.
Not recently. He did well, 2 years ago. Yeah. But last year he had that one huge game, and that's when the guy tweeted at me, and then he never did anything the rest of the season. So they believe he can be a number one. I'm sure if you could keep him from breaking. But at this point, how do you even count on him?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like a long shot to me.
But, you know, to me, those signings are insurance against the fact that, you know, Will Fuller can't get out there every day. But he must practice well the few times
he
does practice. Because they sure like that guy.
When he's capable of practicing, it must be really good.
Meanwhile, you want to give away the guy who's been out there every single game. Okay.
Right.
Good job. 713-780.
Well, Fred, his baby mamas were around, so you know how awkward that can be.
God. I would love for somebody to ask that idiot O'Brien if he actually did that.
Yeah.
I would love for someone to ask that question.
Yeah. But no one will ask it, and he won't, even if he did, he won't say that he did. He'll just say, "Oh, that's between what everything that goes on between me and DeAndre went on between me and DeAndre." That's what he'll do.
Yeah. Well, and he's probably, especially with the Rona going, I mean, he doesn't have to answer questions.
Nope.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN
97.5. This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Monday. And just a reminder that we are doing another tournament on Saturday. All the information on SportsMap. So please sign up as early as possible if you wish to get in. So, Aaron sent me something that on his rundown today. Bleacher Report did the 10 biggest NFL draft steals of the last decade. That does not count first or second round. They basically eliminated that. So, I'll give you the honorable mentions. And one of them we just mentioned, T.Y. Hilton, who was pick number 92 in 2012.
Solid.
Jarrell Casey, who was the 77th pick in 2011, went seven spots behind Justin Houston same year.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins, 102 in 2012. Everson Griffin of the Vikings, 100 in 2010. DeMarco Murray, number 71 in 2011. Well, he went downhill fast.
Yeah.
It ended for him. Jimmy Graham was pick number 25 in 2010.
Okay, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, Keenan Allen was pick number 76 in 2013.
Okay.
You'll hear a lot of Seahawks on here. What you won't hear
good,
is a lot
good
of
drafting
Texans.
Team.
You won't hear a lot of Texans. I'll just say that. Cam Chancellor, number 133 in 2010. Stephon Diggs of the Vikings, 146 in 2014.
Are you giving me the top? George, the top what here?
These are the honorable mentions.
Oh, okay. And
then we're going to get to the top 10. I'm giving you.
I've got a few in mind, a few to guess, but.
I'm going to give you the rest of the honorables.
You knocked one off my list with Cam Chancellor.
George Kittle, 146 in 2017.
Okay.
I don't think we can count this as a Texan, but David Johnson, 86.
Of course you can, yeah.
I don't think we can count this as a Texan. Tyrann Mathieu,
former Texan
in 2013. Yeah. Alvin Kamara, I thought we should have made the top
10. That's another one that was on my list.
And then Akeem Hicks of the Saints, pick number 89. A lot of Saints and Vikings and Seahawks on these lists.
Okay.
All right, now we get to your top 10.
I've got a few in mind.
All right, you tell me who you've got, and I'll tell you.
I mean, the easiest one is Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is numero uno on the list.
Number one. All right. It sounds crazy now, but Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, numero three.
Okay.
On the list.
Let's go with Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill is on the list. He is number six.
Okay. Let's go with, let's go with the guy we talked about earlier today, Dakota Prescott.
Dakota Prescott is number four on the
okay.
list.
Okay. So I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's go with Super Bowl champion Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce is on the list at number eight. A little low for me, frankly.
All right. So how many do I have left here?
You have you haven't picked 10. You haven't picked 9. You are missing 7 and number 2.
Okay.
And number 5. So you're missing 5 of them.
So I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
Number
you've got
two.
5 right.
Number 2 offense or defense?
It's combined.
Oh, I'm asking if number 2 is offense or defense.
Defense.
Geno Atkins.
Geno Atkins is number 5 on the list.
Who is number 2? Am I going to feel like an idiot when
you are going to very much feel like an idiot because I already gave you a hint earlier on. So,
Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I told you this was heavy Seahawks.
Yeah, you did. You did. All right. So what's left? 7,
all
9,
right, so
and 10?
Let me count off what you've had. Number 1, Russell Wilson. Number 2, Richard Sherman. Number 3, Antonio Brown. Number 4, Dakota Prescott. Number 5, Geno Atkins. Number 6, Tyreek Hill. You're missing number 7. Number 8, Travis Kelce. And you're missing 9 and 10.
All right. These are pretty tough ones.
They'll all make sense.
Well, I'd be surprised that they took Alvin Kamara and Cam Chancellor and Jimmy Graham off the list for these guys.
Well, I agree, especially Kamara, but, I mean, again, they'll make sense if you can get them.
Okay. Boy, I'm drawing a bunch of big blanks. Oh.
Two offense, one defense.
No special teams?
No, John Weeks did not make it.
I was talking about Justin Tucker.
Get off of Justin Tucker's nuts. Come on.
I mean, undrafted, free agent, and I mean, the greatest kicker of all time.
It doesn't matter. It's like being the greatest long.
He'd probably be top 10 linebacker if you put him at that.
Stop.
You said one defense, two offense?
Yep.
I don't know. I think I'm stumped, Fred.
All right. Well, you missed the two offensive guys you missed were offensive linemen. David Bakhtiari of the Packers.
Okay, that's
yeah. Well, that's what. Yeah, and Jason Kelce of the Eagles.
Okay.
The defensive player at number 7, they're 10 and 9 respectively. Number 7, Navarro Bowman.
I should have thought of that one.
Yeah. I told you it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know why I always feel like Navarro Bowman wasn't a late pick, but I guess he's like a third or fourth rounder, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And he was a great, great player for a while there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's fun. It's weird because he was like, because Patrick Willis was there at the same time, you were basically, like, he never got the pub that he probably should have gotten.
Well, and it's funny because at Penn State he played next to Sean Lee.
And then oh, yeah. Yeah, so he's always been like the second best linebacker on his team.
Yeah, well, but really, really good player.
Very good.
So there you go. I not a bad list for Bleacher Report.
No.
So
and any chance we get to talk football, I'm down.
Mm-hmm. 409 says, you know, guys agree with you on some of the stuff and changes with the Texans, but J.J. Watt has been a bottle and a paycheck to me. I know he has done a lot for the community and Houston since Hurricane Harvey, but truthfully, he hasn't been the go-to guy in recent years. So trade him for some quality talent that is going to play for a full season. If they're willing to give up Hopkins, why not J.J.? Just saying. I'm sure they would trade him if they could get something for him.
Yeah. Honestly,
but
J.J. he'd be a more likely cut candidate than a trade candidate, I would say. But I think with the Texans' PR the way it is, I think they'd have a hard time cutting him.
Well, I think if they've paid any attention to the backlash, and I know they have, they're not cutting him. And the problem is, you don't have enough of those guys, you know, and at this stage, you just got to hope he's healthy. The rest of your guys just aren't very good. You know,
well, and that's
pass
the thing,
rushers.
With J.J., if he is healthy, you've got a good player. It's just you can't really expect him to be healthy.
No, and he makes a difference when he's out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not for that. So, 713-780-ESPN. Excuse me. Had some water go down bad there. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. And got plenty of little draft stuff here and there for you, little football stuff here and there for you, just for a I do have a turd, and maybe he's going to make your dumbass report. Maybe not. This goes to show that people can be massive dickweeds even when, you know, right now I think everybody's, for the most part, trying to be nice to each other.
Yeah.
But this guy, Sudeep Kitani, whom police believe was living in the Orlando, Florida area, was charged with theft, but investigators are looking to see if his alleged crimes were biased in nature and could be considered cyber harassment. He ordered more than a dozen pizzas in New Jersey and placed large orders he claimed were for local police departments, and he never showed up to pick up the orders or pay. He basically, and when they called him back, he berated them on the phone and wishing the virus on Italians. And he's not even in New Jersey. Just what a turd move. Did I lose you guys?
His line's having a little bit of trouble.
All right, well, let's just go to break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I never could believe what I became. I keep my everything.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. So we lost you there, Hoffman. I don't know if you heard me finish that story, but this dickweed ordered a bunch of pizzas, and he wasn't even in New Jersey.
I don't understand what the point of that is, other than just to be a douche.
Yeah, well, and
shame.
I mean, right now restaurants are suffering as much as anybody. They can't afford to have huge orders of pizzas that are going to waste. I mean,
yeah.
Just a really dickweed move, Sudeep Katani. So
did he get arrested?
Yeah. Well, they tracked him down in Florida, and they're trying to decide whether it was racially motivated, so they can up the charges on him. Which I hope they do.
Make it a hate crime.
Yeah, yeah. Which I'm all for. Did you see?
Get him.
See a little shakeup on your. Not that we'll ever have broadcast teams again, but. CBS is ice Dan Fouts.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, which I thought he was pretty good, but I think I'm not sure who they're replacing him with yet. I think Charles Davis might get it. He does a good job too, but Fouts has been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
So if they keep their 2019 pairings, it would be Nance and Romo, Ian Eagle and Charles Davis, Greg Gumbel and Trent Green, Kevin Harlan and Rich Gannon, Andrew Catalan and James Lofton. And then I don't know that even when you get down to the bottom of the barrel, I'm not sure these guys ever did any Texans games. I could be wrong. Sparrow Deeds and Adam Archuleta. They might have done one.
I don't know if I've heard any of those games.
Tom McCarthy and Jay Feely.
Okay.
And, Beth Mowins and Tiki Barber.
All right.
Good old Beth. So
I don't want to get started on that, but okay. Good luck, Beth.
Why not?
I mean, you know how I feel about female play-by-play. I'm not a fan.
All right. You got anything you want to get to here? I just realized that we've only got two segments left.
Yeah. Most of my good stuff is for the next segment. We avoided talking politics today, which was good, even though there was plenty over the weekend that we could have discussed.
I'm trying so hard to stay out of that, unless there's no choice. And I've said this a couple weeks ago, but everybody gets so mad at the Trump briefings and gets on Twitter and just goes nuts. It's like, guys, stop watching. I mean, You're not going to hear anything that you want to hear, so why are you letting yourself get that frustrated?
I saw someone today, some lady asked, who told you the president has total authority? And he just said, enough. shut her down. How dare you ask that question? What's wrong with you? Enough.
Better in press conferences, Trump or O'Brien?
A month ago I would have said Trump. But he's showing cracks in the game. It may be O'Brien right now because he's not doing press conferences.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's winning
very
by
wisely. Yeah. imagine if Fred goes to the press conference and says, Bill, do you think the team is better with having you in total control, you having all the authority? Who told you it was a good idea to have all the authority? Enough. Imagine if Bill O'Brien said that to you, pointed at you and said, enough, and then went on to the next person.
No, he would have just spelled capital T, capital E, capital A, capital M.
That's right.
Capital T,
that's his
capital E, capital A, capital M.
Technically, you don't capitalize all the letters in a word, Bill. I don't know if we should tell him that because he does have total authority. But he should know you don't need to capitalize all those. And really,
you only
capitalize the T if you're starting a sentence with it. And very rarely would you start a sentence with team. I mean, I guess you could say team is the most important aspect of what, or something. But you would normally say a team or the team. And in that instance, the T in team wouldn't even be capitalized.
Well, if you're yelling at someone via text or email, you capitalize.
That's true.
So basically, he's either yelling at us or he's trying to tell us how dumb we are that we don't know how to spell team.
All right.
So I find Trump more entertaining. I could say that.
Oh, yes, certainly.
Because O'Brien is just one of these days I'd love to go to one of his stupid press conferences and ask the questions I want to ask, and I'm sure they wouldn't go to me. But Alfredo says, I want to hear Trump yell, "You suck too," at a reporter.
That'd be good. I mean, it's similar enough.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Oh, man, I was scrolling through Twitter earlier, and Vandermeer had posted some interview he had with Brennan Scarlett, and it's just, I didn't listen to it, but I looked at the stuff scrawling across the screen about how great their front seven is, and I'm like, they're mentioning all these guys. I'm like, Duke Ejiofor, Jacob Martin. There's a lot of average there. I don't know about a great front seven. It's got to be hard to keep coming up with stuff.
Yeah, there ain't a lot of greatness going on.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe Bill is going to prove us all wrong, that he knows everything and everybody else is dumb.
And maybe he will. You know what? And I wouldn't be mad.
No, I would be one of the first to say, you know what? I was wrong.
But the problem is he'd have to do it more than once, because I'm not buying into it. Like, I can't be fooled by these phony 9-10 win seasons, these phony division titles where you're still not really a contender. I refuse to be fooled by it. There's a lot of people who, when he does it, they're like, yeah, you know, he keeps winning though. Like RJ Bell. I mean, RJ Bell got blinded by it. I will not be. He's got to actually win something substantial for me to believe that this is working. And I just don't think it's possible.
I don't either. I mean, I still think at some point you should have a fluke run to the AFC Championship.
Right, on accident.
You know, your other division winners have done since you've been there.
They almost did it. But, and then there was a second half of that stupid game. Or I guess a second, third, and fourth quarter.
Yeah. It was a great first quarter, AJ.
It was a great first quarter. It was a dominant first quarter. It was an in-your-face first quarter. And we'll remember it. And we'll hang a banner for that first quarter. First quarter champions, AFC divisional round.
That sounds like something the Colts would actually do.
That's something that no one will ever be able to take from them.
Well, except the Chiefs.
Well, No, the Chiefs were able to take the rest of the game, but they'll never get that first quarter back.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure they'll go home and cry in their Lombardi trophy.
That's
over
true.
There.
They're very upset about it.
Did you see your girl Ronda Rousey's in the news again?
I didn't know she was in the news. I saw her saying that wrestling is like phony fighting, and it's pissed off a lot of wrestling fans.
Well, She apparently also pissed them off by basically saying, "So, what am I doing it for if I'm not being able to spend my time and energy on my family, but instead spending my time and energy on a bunch of bleep ungrateful fans that don't even appreciate me?" Says she loves performing. She loves the girls. I love being out there. I love the WWE. I had such a great time. I love all the girls in the locker room running out there and having fake fights for fun. It's just the best thing. I love choreography. I love acting. I love theater. And, but she did not like the fans.
She is a really, really she's a really talented, even as an MMA fighter. I don't know what she is as a wrestler. I've never seen her wrestle. She's an extremely talented martial artist who has almost no likability factor. And when you consider now that she is married to a guy who's basically a wife beater, and then she's surprised that she's got a low likability cue. I mean, she can't believe people aren't fans when she's so great, even though she's completely unlikable. That's kind of part of the game. If you want fans, it helps to have some sort of likability. Like, I totally realize that, if I were less of an a-hole, I'd probably have some fans. But I just am what I am, and, you know, that turns some people off. And that's okay. But Ronda Rousey just doesn't seem to understand that. Like, I don't understand why everybody doesn't like me, even though she's clearly an unlikable person. Or at least a very difficult person to like.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually seen her in more than one acting role, and she was pretty good at it. But this is her last quote. At the end of the day, she dropped an end of the day on you.
This isn't O'Brien?
No, this is Ronda Rousey. Well, it could be the same. It says, at the end of the day, I was just like, bleep these fans, dude. My family loves me. They appreciate me. I want all my energy to go into them. So, that's your girl, Ronda Rousey.
Sean says, I think you and Fred are in love with Bill O'Brien. Your hatred is hilarious. I don't know if that makes us in love with him. He's a moron.
No, don't.
But
I don't know about...
If that's love, then consider me in love.
Yeah, I guess so. That's a weird way of putting it. But I don't know. Maybe he's been drinking Carbach all day.
Maybe so. And if he has, you know, we talked earlier about the Coastal Conservation Ale supporting CCA of Texas. They're a proud supporter of that association, a nonprofit marine conservation organization, 17 coastal state chapters spanning the Gulf, the Atlantic seaboard, and the Pacific Northwest. And Carbach supports the Texas branch of that and ensure the health of and the conservation of our marine sources and anglers' access to them. Just one of the many great foundations that Carbach supports. They support the Astros Foundation with every Crawford Bach they sell. They support Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation with the Southern Wheat. But they do great things for the community year-round, not just when we're in the middle of a pandemic, although they continue to do that now. They've got great brews, something for everybody, whether it's Love Street, Hopadillo, Crawford Bach, Southern Wheat, Weekend Warrior, one of the IPAs, the Rodeo Clown, Light Circus, Hop Tongue, the Rattlers, the Tex-Mex beers. They've got something for everyone, and, of course, the BBHs. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to see when things are going to be getting back to normal out at the brewery. But until then, make sure you stop by the gas station, the grocery store, and grab yourself some Carbach.
You were trouble when you walked down. It's a shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Till you put me down.
Set your clock and grab your jocks.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Only one segment to go. Man, these things just keep flying by. This is the only time of the day that seems to fly by, I have to admit. Let's do a dumbass report.
Let's do it. Let's start with one of the good old church stories, Fred, where churchgoers in Greenville, Mississippi, that sounds like a place where they wouldn't give a damn if you told them they couldn't go to church. They'd go. They were given $500 tickets for attending a drive-in church service. Lee Gordo, a Washington County supervisor, longtime member of the Temple Baptist Church, says this is worth fighting for. Not everything is worth fighting for, but this is. To run a drive-in service, the church has used a radio frequency that can only be heard a block away from the church. And on Wednesday, police shut down their service. The police started coming up and said, well, we think we're in our rights. And they started issuing tickets, $500 tickets. It may have been 50 of those tickets. Everybody got one. It wasn't per car. Me and my wife was both in the car together, and both of us got tickets. I ask you, Fred, is this a, what do you think? Do you think they're breaking any rules there?
I don't think so. I mean, if you're not keeping the windows up and you're not getting
around
other people.
You're staying in your car, you're around the people that you were going to be around.
That seems a bit draconic to me.
I'm not sure how I feel about this one. And here's a couple stories of people who probably shouldn't have been out. There was a group of guys went out Saturday night, seven visitors to Santa Cruz, California. Ended up with a pretty pricey tab for the evening's entertainment. $7,000 in fines, in fact. They came from Fremont to get some, quote, essential drinks. And here's the problem. They crossed county lines into a county that's under strict lockdown. And they say, if you are not from Santa Cruz and you put our community at risk, you will get a ticket. And they each got a $1,000 ticket times seven because they wanted to meet up and party. Santa Clara County's public health department website says sheltering in place means people must stay at home as much as possible and only leave for essential activities. People cannot host or attend gatherings of any size. So these guys decided to leave the county to have a little party. Bad call. It's going to cost them. Here's another guy. This is in England where I think the rules are a little stricter right now. A motorist was stopped during a 170-mile round trip on Easter Sunday, told police he was out because he needed to have a break from his wife and children. They pulled him over near Cornwall. They asked him what the reason for his journey. He said he just had to get out of the house during the bank holiday. He was reminded of the rules. Taking your BMW out for a spin on a 170-mile round trip to have a break from the wife and kids is not an essential journey. The roads are much quieter, but there are still people who don't get it. The same force later reported an incident in which a motorist drove across the country to pick up a boat and then broke down on a hill. And it's like a crappy little boat. Like, it's like a fishing boat, but one of those fishing boats that has the little covered part. I mean, it's just it's like maybe a 10-foot boat. It's a ridiculous-looking boat. And these guys broke down hauling it home because they thought that was essential. And finally, a guy was trying to break into a business here in Houston. Oscar Ramirez was in the area at a time when he heard a man screaming from a rooftop and called 911. Fire crews showed up, and a man was stuck inside a pipe. He had wedged himself in while trying to break into a business. He's an unnamed man, which is really unfortunate. I feel like we should have this guy's name out.
Oh, gotcha.
He was trying to break into a building on Evergreen near Hillcroft in Houston, and he got stuck sliding down the pipe and began yelling. A witness in the area heard him yelling, called 911. He said somebody was texting him from inside. He said somebody was chasing him from inside. And when fire crews arrived, it took them 45 minutes to get him free from the pipe. Later turned over to police, who say he was attempting to break into the building. The suspect was later laid on a stretcher and taken to a local hospital where he's in stable condition.
Dumbass.
I hate that we don't have his name, especially locally. We should be able to shame him. But that is another Corona dumbass report.
A good one. That's a good one.
Plenty of dumbass.
Couple things real quick I wanted to get to before the end of the show. First off, did you see our guy Boris Johnson is out of the hospital? He's going to live.
Oh, good for him. I'm sure a bunch of Brits aren't happy about it, but.
Yeah, well, he went to, he was in ICU, but now he's out and clear. So fans of Boris Johnson's hair, like me, you can be happy. And the other thing that happened today that we didn't get to was the XFL filed for bankruptcy. And apparently, here's some of the numbers that they owe. They owe the University of Houston almost $300,000. That's their biggest creditor. Well, one of them. The biggest was the St. Louis Sports Commission, who they owe $1.6 million. I don't know what Bexel NEP is. I'm guessing maybe that's Seattle, $1.2. And Dallas Renegades coach Bob Stoops is owed $1.083
million. Oh, man. Well,
Roughnecks coach
we might
June
be owed
Jones
a little
is,
money by the XFL.
Yeah, we are. So, I don't know what's going to happen, but $583,000 that they owe to Coach June Jones.
All right.
Sucks for UH because that was a really good windfall for them, and it just fell through the wind. So
Bexel NEP is a production equipment rental company out of Irving, Texas.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. TV stuff, I assume.
I guess. So,
but yeah, yep, that's you know, apparently, though, the WWE did own 2.3% of it. So
I thought they owned more than that.
Money. Well, like McMahon said he was going to do it with all his own money, and then he wound up the company invested in a little bit of it too.
Okay.
So. All right. So any big plans for the evening other than you're going to get caught up on some TV?
Yeah, I don't know. We're watching my wife's watching I'm watching with her this show called Outlander. Have you seen it?
I read some of the books. I watched a couple of the shows. The books are pretty good.
She loves it. She loves the books. She loves the show. I mean, it's fine. I don't bitch too much about it.
Yeah, it strikes me as a chick show.
I'll probably get some reading done. I've got that book that Mr. Gao gave us. And then I've got a book. I just got in the mail my book from Brad Gilmore, his Back from the Future book.
Nice.
A celebration of the greatest time travel story ever told by Bradley Gilmore.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
So I'll
didn't know he had
get
it
into
in
that
him.
Stuff. Yep.
Yeah. I will have to see if I can. I've been doing the Apple books a lot, so I have to see if that's available there, and I'll check it out. I've been reading on my computer, so probably going to order some Kim San tonight. Get some Vietnamese food. Chill and watch TV.
Sounds like a plan.
That's going to wrap it up. Another good show, boys. Enjoyed it. Great job by Hoffman. Great job by Aaron. Functional job by me, which is, you know, really all I need to do here because, you know, Hoffman's a star. But we'll do it again tomorrow. Hope everybody has a nice evening. Enjoy the day tomorrow if it's like it was today. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.